Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
I'm joined by Susie Rong in the studio. We've seen shocking footage capturing the moment hundreds of protesters flooded a City of Monash Council meeting ahead of discussions over a children's storytime event scheduled to be hosted at a local library next month. And we've seen similar protests occur in Sydney recently. In fact, I think ABC 7:30 covered some of these in last night's episode, so it's worth having a look at if you can get a chance. Well, what is going on and why are we seeing a surge in protest activity and hostility towards these events? Well, Belial Bazaar has been working with queer youth and has been experiencing this hostility. Belial, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello there. Thanks so much for having me. Like, I appreciate having this platform to speak on this.
Tell us about some of the hostility that you've seen directed towards queer youth and yourself as well.
Yeah, so I've absolutely had groups showing up to my events, commenting on social media posts, reposting content with, you know, concerning captions. People have even been very mask off about violence. I've had people show up to my events literally waving banners with my name on it, calling me everything under the sun. Basically, anywhere these people feel like they can be heard, they've been showing up.
And to clarify, Belial, you are a drag performer?
Yeah, so I'm a drag king / drag creature.
Wonderful.
What do they see as the main threat? Like, what's the common thread to their concerns?
So there's a lot that I can say on this. Like, in general, queer and trans people are being scapegoated for the ills of society. Like, it really does come back to things like the Jewish question, the Negro problem, and now it's the trans debate. So there's a lot of social and political history and significance tied up in this. And the common thread that when you dehumanize minority groups, it becomes more acceptable to be violent towards us. And, like, I understand partially how these groups got there. They feel secure, disenfranchised, not listened to, but they direct this into lashing out at marginalized communities instead of working together against a mutual oppressor. So, like, strangely, people such as myself, when you think about it realistically, we have more in common with these people being violent compared to, like, Jeff Bezos, you know. And people in power have just perpetuated this distraction. So these hateful groups become, you know, this self-perpetuating cycle of violence because they feel listened to and accepted.
Belial, do you think that these hateful groups are hiding behind young people and children to sort of express their homophobia and transphobia? Because a lot of it seems to be centered around young people and children at the moment.
Yeah, very much so. It's that save the children type narrative. And when you make something controversial by, you know, putting children next to it and calling this dehumanizing things, they can hide behind that to push whatever agenda they like because people think they're fighting for something good.
Now, Belial, you've worked with you work with queer youth, and we know that also that the drag story time is being targeted as well. How are these events received by the kids themselves and the youth?
Honestly, it's one of the most heartwarming things that I get to experience, and it's why I keep coming back to this kind of work. Like, I run a lot of different kinds of youth events, things where I do performances, things where I do workshops and talks. And the thing that we kind of keep coming back to is that these kids actually feel listened to and represented. Because when I was growing up, the idea of being trans and, you know, being older, having a job, a family, a life, and getting to be myself, that was just incongruent with my existence, you know? But the fact that the fourth wall is broken, so to speak, and that these kids can directly speak to someone who's living like this, it really does give them a lot of hope that they are okay. They can exist. They're allowed to be themselves. And yeah, I think a lot of us just try and be the person we wish we had. It's so well received by these kids.
Bilal, that's so wonderful that you've, you know, been able to be part of this thing where you're creating a community for these young people. But when they see these kind of baseless protests that are happening, how does that make them feel? What do you see their response to be?
I think the most significant thing is that these kids feel like people in power have no interest in protecting them. Because it's one thing to come across homophobia, transphobia, etc. online, to have random people screaming in the Facebook comments. Like, that's going to happen anyway. But then to have people, like, in councils back down, I think that strikes a very particular message for these kids, that the adults who are supposed to protect them are not doing that.
So we do see that these events are being cancelled completely by the local councils. What would you like to see as a solution? Do you think that is the wrong thing to do? Because their argument, of course, is we need to protect the safety of the kids and the youth.
My question to that is, if they're trying to fulfil their duty of care and protect the safety of youth, are they really doing that by emboldening neo-Nazis? Like, I know that a lot of statements these councils have put out include, this cancellation by no means means that we agree with these groups, etc., etc. However, by not standing up for queer people, especially young people, you're sending a very obvious message. It's kind of like you stumble across a kid with their hand in the cookie jar and crumbs on their face. They say, I didn't mean to eat all the cookies, I'm not really that hungry. But the cookie jar's empty regardless. Like, what sends the stronger message? People need action over words, and they really need more thorough safety planning at the moment so that they can carry out their duty of care, not just event to event, but on an ongoing basis.
Do you think the hostility is increasing at the moment?
Yeah, it absolutely is. So I've had a few of my events disrupted, and the common thread each time an event is disrupted is like 24 to 48 hours later, these people will target another event and they'll have their little celebrations and whatnot, congratulate each other, tell each other, okay, we're winning, now it's time to push harder, go further. People have also gone from, you know, being content just standing around yelling, holding a banner, to becoming more physically violent. So not only do these cancellations embolden these people to go after more events, they make them escalate every single time.
Bilal, I hope you don't feel discouraged from all these activities. In fact, I feel that you feel yourself to feel more emboldened to be able to see the amount of work that is waiting for you and for us to do. And that comes to the question, what can the community and its allies do in the face of councils cancelling and all this hostility increasing? What can we do?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I've had a lot of people asking me this. I've been speaking a lot about it online. Some major things you can do is email your MPs, email your local councils, ask what is your safety plan, what are you doing, report concerning posts to the eSafety Commission, because this also creates a log of, you know, say certain individuals who might be perpetuating violence online. Go to council meetings and submit your questions. Something else that I would like to say, and like I want to speak directly to every single queer person listening right now, is I want to appeal to you to work with people even if they're not your best friends. Because if they come for one of us, they certainly come for all of us. Work with people who don't look like you, who have different life experiences, because at the end of the day, we're all a family. We're all a community.
Thank you, Bilal. That's so well said, and completely share your sentiments towards this. I think it's a good time for us to band together again, because I think sometimes it does feel like we have become a bit relaxed when we move two steps forward, and now it seems that it's one step back.
Yeah, and that's what Pride's about. We don't need to be so sectarian as a community.
Before we let you go, Bilal, we just got a message in from Simon. Simon says, if a council held a drag story time event and protesters turned up and a child got harmed in the protest, that would cause an absolute riot. Of course, councils see a need to play it safe by cancelling these events. What do you have to say to Simon?
Yeah, so this is actually a lot of the justification that councils have had for cancelling events. But if a council cannot protect a single child or come up with any plan to prevent these things from happening, I think that's more on the safety planning than anything to do with the drag community or people who are like working these events. So there are genuinely a lot of strategies that can be used to mitigate risk. And I would genuinely really heavily call on councils to partake in like risk assessments with our community and thorough community consultation. And I don't mean just like a sit down morning tea kind of thing. I mean, we sit down for a couple hours and we work this out very thoroughly, step by step, and build something robust together.
Bilal, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Bilal.
Love your work, love your spirit. Keep it up. Thank you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.